Aircheckdownloads.com.
Usher, yeah, on a heart with Jagger and Woody. Shall we do it?
Let's.
Jagger and Woody's school club.
Yeah, it may be school holidays, but we're continuing with this, aren't we?
Yeah, and today the subject's going to be cornflakes. Why, I hear you cry.
What? Why?
Well, because today cornflakes are 125 years old. It's the birthday today, so happy birthday to the cornflakes. Yeah. 1898. So here's some facts about cornflakes you may never have known.
All right, then, crack on.
Are you ready? Shall I begin?
Yes.
Well, cornflakes were made by mistake. John Kellogg and his brother, they were trying to make dough. After boiling wheat and letting it dry, they tried to come up with the dough by putting it through rollers. But instead, it came out in flakes. And they toasted the flakes. The hit was, well, the rest was a hit. And the rest is history.
That's right. So they invented it by mistake. How crazy is that?
I know.
Kellogg's were the first company to put prizes in their boxes of cereal. They did that from 1909 to 1931. You used to get things in your cereal all the time, didn't you?
Yeah, as a kid, I remember. I remember getting Spokey Dokies once for my bike.
Spokey Dokies, yeah.
And I misread it on the box once. I opened my box of cornflakes. This is when I was about 14. And I opened them and they weren't in there. So I walked back in the shop. I said, "There's no Spokey Donkeys in there." They went, "You are." I said, "There's no Spokey Donkeys." He said, "The Spokey Dokies." I said, "Well, them." So I swapped my box of cornflakes. Okay, where are we up to with this? All right. So you know the rooster, the mascot, is on cornflakes because the roosters, they make a noise first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with that.
All right.
The rooster is there because Mr. Kellogg liked the fact that the word rooster is in Welsh is Ceiliog. And he just liked the word Ceiliog.
Right,
so
right.
So he thought, well, rooster, Ceiliog, let's stick a rooster on there. That's all because he liked the Welsh way of saying it.
Crazy. Mr. Kellogg was a fanatic about keeping his cereal healthy. His brother, on the other hand, he wanted to add sugar to it. And the brother went on to make cereals with added sugar, where Mr. Kellogg didn't.
Right, okay. Well, did you know Kellogg's cornflakes were taken along with the first moon landing?
Right.
That's how popular they were.
And also, today you can find Kellogg's cornflake cereals in over 150 countries.
Okay, so in 1952, Tony the Tiger won a popularity contest against three other characters they were considering. Katie the Kangaroo, that was a fail. Elmo the Elephant, another fail. And Newt the Gnu, that failed as well. So, Frosty, Tony the Tiger,
they're great.
Became the mascot of Kellogg's Frosties. There we are.
Like those facts there about Kellogg's and cornflakes. You're after school club with us on Hearts.
So much for him adding no added sugar, then brought Frosties out. Well, there we are.
Aircheckdownloads.com.